Every day at this time they come. For the five-star atmosphere, nah. For the gourmet food, I don't think so. For the courteous service, you gotta be kidding. They come to do what everyone in business does at this time, to talk shop. Today it's the infamous Palmer proposal. Tomorrow, who knows? The same seats, the same war stories, the same people, except for Jerry, who's lost in voicemail somewhere. By the way, the meatloaf platter is to die for.
So what looks good today?
Shouldn't we wait for Jerry?
Oh, who knows how long he'll be.
And his Palmer proposal's got everybody squirrely. Besides, I see a ham and rye with my name on it.
So let's eat.
Let's eat.
Let's eat.
This Palmer thing is a real pain
in
the neck.
Double thick chocolate shake.
I'm in a hurry for these updates from 8 different markets in order to make the spreadsheet numbers add up. My car blows up on the way to work. My cell phone's dead, and I'm in a place I don't want to be.
A meatloaf platter or chef salad?
So I call for my messages. I get mailboxes full. You have 35 new messages, like I'm really going to stand there through 35 messages. So I call my assistant so she can check for any faxes, FedExes, or email. Got my laptop with me, but it's pretty much useless in accessing anything. So she puts me on hold. In the meantime, it looks like an organizational meeting for the Hell's Angels is taking place on the corner. I hear a click. I'm thinking, that's not good. So I call back. Forget the messages. Just get a tow truck down here now. So what are we having today?
Meatloaf platter, salad instead of mashed potatoes, vanilla Coke.
Aren't you going to write that down?
New policy, hon. We're going by memory just like they do in the Uptown restaurant.
What's the soup today?
Tomato surprise.
I'll have a bowl of chili and an iced tea.
And for you, hon?
I think I'll have a sloppy Joe and a double thick chocolate shake.
Coming right up.
Oh, talk about your nightmares. The Palmer proposal's got to be the worst. You wouldn't believe what I did on the way. I'm running back and forth between my computer to check email, to the fax machine in building number 3, to the one internet computer that's in building 4, and back to my phone to check voicemail because I spent so much time running between buildings. And this happened over and over again all morning. It's a never-ending cycle.
A never-ending cycle?
Never-ending cycle.
Hello? Yeah, I tried all morning. Well, it's not that easy. Okay, bye. That was Palmer for the 40th time. How am I supposed to know that the 17th paragraph from the 5th revision was deleted on the 8th revision and added on the 11th revision and then showed up in the 13th revision as paragraph 27? So, I feel like I got this phone, like, surgically attached to my ear. And besides Palmer pestering me, I have to get 15 people scheduled for one meeting. They're in, like, 4 different time zones. They all have killer schedules. They all don't really want to go to this meeting. So what I've been doing is leaving messages on everybody's voicemail. You know, there's some real lame greetings on some of these guys' voicemail. I've already changed the time of the meeting 8 times. Oh, yeah, and this one guy sends me a schedule on a Unix-based spreadsheet, no less. I mean, come on. How am I supposed to read a Unix-based spreadsheet on my Mac? What a mess.
What a mess.
What a mess.
Okay, who had what?
I thought you memorized everything.
Meatloaf and mashed?
I had salad, not mashed.
Well, this sloppy comes with salad. You guys just mind switching? And you had the soup.
No, chili.
Well, who had the vanilla shake?
It was a vanilla Coke.
Chocolate shake.
I don't know how this got so screwed up.
I do.
I do.
I do.
Well, there you have it. A typical business lunch. But whatever became of the Palmer proposal? Did it get finished? Are they still working on it? Do they still have jobs? We don't know. But we do know that while they were doing what they were doing, their rivals from down the street were putting together their own Palmer proposal. But everything seems so relaxed, so organized, so unhurried. How can that be? This is, after all, the Palmer proposal. By the way, the swordfish is to die for.
I wonder what the specials are today.
Shouldn't we wait for Steve?
Unless you want to wait till he gets done playing golf. And by my calculations, he's probably just making the turn.
Well, we have the time, but let's order.
Let's order.
Let's order.
You know, this Palmer thing could have been a real nightmare, but it really was a piece of cake.
Cappuccino cheesecake.
I was in charge of coordinating all the incoming information. All I had to do was get the latest updates from the 8 different markets to cross-reference the projections.
Grilled swordfish or chicken Caesar salad?
I had visions of having to run all over the place checking voicemail, faxes, and email. But instead, I just monitored everything from one place, even for my car. I didn't even have to forego my usual morning latte. It was pretty much business as usual.
Business as usual.
Business as usual.
Hello, my name is Andre. I'll be your server today. And we have a very nice mesquite grilled Southwest chicken sandwich with pepper jack cheese, and the swordfish is excellent.
Any meatloaf? Just kidding. The grilled chicken sandwich sounds great, and a glass of Chardonnay.
What's the soup today?
It's a tomato bisque with bits of sun-dried tomato, fennel, and fresh herbs, served with warmed focaccia bread.
That sounds really good. And I'll have a glass of Chardonnay, too, please.
And for you, sir?
The swordfish with a glass of duck-cooked porter.
Very well.
Thought your assignment could have been trouble? Mine was like a disaster waiting to happen. It was a last-minute deal. But it wasn't really a problem, even though I'm not in my office very often. I could get all the information I needed through my laptop from anywhere. Sure, I had tons of messages, but with just one click, I could find the ones that dealt with Palmer. Or I could have my email forwarded to my pager, even my voicemail forwarded to my cell phone. It was all very civilized.
Very civilized.
Very civilized.
Hello. Hi. Well, thank you very much. No, it was no trouble. Nice talking to you, too. Bye. That was Palmer. You know, that's the first time we've actually talked. He thanked me for making sure all the revisions were in order. I guess they had a problem with another proposal. Anyway, speaking of would-be disasters, I was the lucky guy in charge of scheduling. 15 people, 4 different time zones, they're all busy, busy, busy. But I gotta say, it couldn't have been easier getting a time when everybody could make it. From my PC, I could see everyone's schedule. Even Marshall, who's on Unix. The whole thing was a breeze.
A breeze?
A breeze.
The soup, madam.
Thank you.
And the Mesquite grilled chicken sandwich for you, sir.
Oh, that's good.
And for you, sir, the swordfish.
Thank you.
Would anyone care for fresh ground pepper today? Enjoy.
You know, for as long as we've been coming here, the service has always been impeccable.
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 It's a shame all restaurants can't be like this. Anyone for bread?
And so ends our tale of two businesses. It doesn't take a genius to figure out who won the Palmer proposal, who got the promotions, the corner offices, the big bonuses. In fact, it doesn't even take a genius to figure out how. Think about it.
We got it.
We got it.
We got it.